And welcome back on Husker Radio's Mugs in the Morning, KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM. Tanner Struckman, Rick Windham here, brought to you by Shelter Insurance, agents Pete Bowles and Brent Rogo. We're pleased to have Chuck in from the National Weather Service on the line. Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good.
So far, so good.
Enjoying some beautiful weather this week and enjoyed some rain last week. That was nice to see. We haven't gotten a whole lot of that. Did we top out? Did we get near an inch in town or in the area?
We got kind of close. I think we had about 8/10 of an inch here at the airport.
Okay.
And we definitely were seeing some areas breaking an inch more up towards north central Nebraska, kind of the northern sandhills. We did see a couple of reports about an inch and a quarter.
Very good. Well, that's nice to have. We seemed like we weren't having much for the spring showers yet, and looks like the forecast for this week is off, but nice temperatures at least.
Yeah, there may be a slight chance of some maybe rain showers in the northern sandhills Tuesday into Wednesday, but nothing that looks overly crazy, maybe a couple hundredths of an inch. Otherwise, pretty dry weather, and, you know, it's going to be a little cooler up there today as a cold front's pushing through. Pretty warm tomorrow. And then we kind of have another system push through, and then from Wednesday through the weekend, temperatures go from about the 60s to we're looking at possibly the 80s this weekend.
Yeah.
Very, wow.
Don't know if I'm quite ready for that. Usually when the rain shuts off and these temperatures get a little warmer, we start to see the fire weather conditions can prop back up. Will that be on tap this week, do you think?
That is something we are a little concerned about. Big question is going to be if that rain gave us enough of a kick to get the grass greening up.
Right.
So we're going to have to be working with our local fire partners here to get their opinion on what the fuels are looking like. But one of the concerns is these temperatures are increasing and we have low relative humidities, and we're going to be pretty breezy Wednesday through the weekend. So those are the ingredients are set there for that fire weather, as you mentioned. But the big question is going to be whether or not the grass can green up and maybe prevent some of that stuff from burning.
And what about the longer-range forecast into next week?
So into next week, looks like we stay pretty well warm for right now. CPC outlooks are keeping us in that above-average temperatures. Our average around this time of year is about 63 degrees for a high. So, you know, if we're seeing temperatures still pushing around the 70s, that's an above-average forecast.
Right, all right. And then weather... Rain-wise, anything looks like it's coming in?
Rain-wise, looks like we stay dry for a bit. And, that, you know, again, I know that's not what everyone wants to hear, but you know, we kind of get caught in this upper-level ridge where it kind of gets hard for anything to really fire off any rain.
And are we done with – then we're done with snow then. Is that what you're saying, Chuck?
I certainly hope so. I never rule out a late spring surprise, but, you know, right now, it's looking pretty good for that.
Very good. All right. Chuck, appreciate your time. National Weather Service giving an update on this week of weather. Enjoy the week. All right, Chuck?
All right. You too.
All right. Very good. Thanks for joining us. It's again Chuck with the National Weather Service here. Well, I don't mind hearing the snow factor go away, but
no, that's...
I don't really like seeing the – I mean, because it's not like it's been a wet spring at all. I mean, that was a rare rain. So and
we'll take every drop of moisture we can get.
Yeah, I would think it'll green up the sand hills a little bit, but it's probably...
But if the winds come back, it'll dry it out real quick.
I was going to say, it's going to dry it out real quick. Today's not going to be bad, but man, as he said, the wind... And I, you know, they don't give necessarily like 4 days out how strong the winds are going to be, but he made it indicate that they're going to be pretty windy all week. Yeah. So dry, maybe a little warmer, and wind. That's for the forecast for the next... maybe a couple weeks here and in the area. So enjoy that. Good weather to be outside though. And you know, I talk about this all the time on my sister station that it's soccer season in North Platte, and we have about 700 games in my family to go to over the next month.
And yes, you do.
We've literally been to one, and it was cold, and we missed our ones over the weekend because we were gone. But we've had, I mean, they were supposed to start last Tuesday, and I think that got postponed. Maybe last Saturday, two Saturdays ago. I don't know. We've had several nights postponed. I think we've had at least two nights postponed, maybe three in a row. And then they had games last Saturday that we couldn't do. So I've got one tonight, two tomorrow, two Tuesday, Thursday, and two on Saturday. So,
man,
I am happy that the weather's going to be a little nicer.
I do not envy you having to chase all that.
Well, and I'm coaching a couple of them. So it's going to be, but good news. It seems like we had beautiful weather for all the practices, and then the game started, and it's like, oh, it's going to be nasty and miserable, which about half of the games in soccer, you're going to be playing in cold wind. It's just not real fun for anybody, including the ones playing it. They're looking at it like, what are you making me do right now?
I don't think soccer was designed to be played in that type of
weather. But the problem is too, then it actually overlaps with t-ball and softball season. They start practicing at the end of soccer, so this is your window, really, if you want to try to avoid competing with other sports. And it's fun when it's nice. It's really fun. I mean, and I love it out there. It's a beautiful, beautiful evenings, and if you got nice weather, and it is enjoyable. I do enjoy coaching, and I enjoy watching my kids run around. But I don't know. Thankfully, the weather's nice because my youngest, she's not had a game yet, and through two practices, she was not real interested in the game. So if it was cold, she'd really be not interested in the game. So I'm glad it's going to be pretty nice. She's got a makeup game tonight. We'll see how it goes. I don't know if she's going to have any interest in running up and down the field. In practice, she did not, and Dad wasn't real happy about that. But so 8:42 on this Monday morning. Let's take another time out here. Appreciate Chuck joining us from the National Weather Service, and we'll have more coming up after this on Husker Radio's KODY.